Hey Timberwood, it's me, Eric, jumping on here to talk a little bit about fasting during this season of Lent. Fasting is this super old practice, ancient practice, millennia old, where people would engage in abstinence of food and beverage as a way of showing their dependence on God. It was a way of acknowledging their frailty and their need for God. Now, certainly fasting has taken on a variety of forms, especially in our modern context around the health benefits of fasting. But during Lent, that's not what we're talking about. We're talking about this intentional choice to give something up that we would normally participate in. Most often it's food, but certainly there are other things that you can abstain from or fast from during Lent. And those are all great things. The intent behind fasting is the most important. It's interesting because Jesus, at one point in the Sermon on the Mount, talks about when you fast, meaning you will be fasting, you should wash your face and you should clean yourself up and you should not go around moping, as some people have the tendency to do. That's my paraphrase. He also, when he's questioned about fasting, says his disciples aren't going to fast when he's around, because when the bridegroom is there, it's a time of celebration. It's not that he's saying that fasting isn't important. He's saying for a period of time, you may choose not to fast because it's a time of celebrating. And the fact that Jesus is here with his disciples is a time of great celebration. The kingdom is coming through the arrival of the Messiah, the Son of God, God made flesh in the incarnation. And so they chose not to fast. But Jesus is giving us this great option, or this great practice to participate in, called fasting. And so this year, as we've done before, we're fasting from sunup to sundown, the daylight hours in this case of Thursday. Now you can choose to do it another day, it's up to you. And it is a way for us to become more focused on the reality that we are dependent beings. And that's not a curse, it's a gift. Our limitations are gift, not curse. And it allows us to spend time in more intentional, focused prayer. We can choose to give up the money that we would spend on the food on those days that we would typically spend and give it to the poor. Fasting and almsgiving and prayer are kind of the three pillars for many traditions of the Lenten season. And to acknowledge and recognize that there are people in our community, certainly in our state and all over the world, that don't have the choice, that they get to fast every day because they don't have the food that we do. And so we choose to set aside food or money and time to engage in prayer, praying for those who are in need. And when we feel that hunger pain in the middle of the day, when we would typically go for a snack or start to think about what we may be eating for lunch, and we pray for those that are in need. And we ask God to give us that hunger and thirst for his kingdom, for his righteousness. And so during this Lenten season, I just encourage you, find time to fast, not as a dietary or health benefit plan or program, which if you do intermittent fasting, no shame on that, no judgment on that. I certainly have tried it. I just want to help us to be clear that this intentional fasting is about our relationship with the Lord and the call that God has placed on our lives to be engaged with him, to be dependent on him, and to constantly be drawing closer to him and to his heart. And may this time of fasting during this Lenten season allow us to be freed from some things that of this world that maybe have a larger grip on us than we realize. The reality is when we give something up, we certainly become more and more aware of how much we think about it, how much it has a hold on us. And so maybe this season you've chosen to give up something like social media and you realize, wow, I spend a lot of time engaging in this practice that is not necessarily bringing me life. And so my prayer this season is that whatever we're fasting from, it would be a way for us to, as Rick Warren says, tell God we're serious about this commitment, about this relationship, and that in that time, we could draw closer to who God is and what he desires for us and from us as his people. May the peace of Christ be with you today, and may the Holy Spirit be ever near during this season of Lent as you carve out intentional time to grow in your relationship with the Lord. And I just pray that as you fast, this fasting would not be a burden, it would not be a curse, but it would be a gift. It'd be a time of growth and enrichment, and it would be a time of drawing closer to the heart of God. Blessings on you all.